Jewelers.
Hey, it's Scott with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Okay, hold on a second. They're floating around here.
Thanks.
Johnny, it's Scott at RDI.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
It's almost lunchtime up there, isn't it?
We're at 11:23, so close. I work till 7, so I probably won't take lunch until 2.
All right.
Split the day up a little bit. What's going on? What are you working on? What's happening in Temple?
We're just doing a lot of melting down gold and recasting that stuff, man. It's feeling like a little elf again.
Right? I mean, 42.59 is the bid right now. Silver. $63.41. It's up $1.66 today.
Yeah, once it hit that 60, man, I don't know where it's going to stop.
I don't know. I got 2 10-ounce bars that were a gift at home from a friend, so I'm just going to hold on to them.
Yeah, I had a guy that came in here about 2 weeks ago, and he had a 100-ounce bar of silver. And he laid it on my counter, and you know, he had like a $6,000, $8,000 bill that he was picking up. And shit, I don't know, man. So there's this place called Mike's Gold Buyers.
Yeah.
And I called them, and they offered him, well, you know, 20% off a spot.
Right. And it was a bar, and they offered him 25 off a spot?
20% less a spot.
Oh.
That's how they make. That's how Mike makes their money when they buy.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, when you go buy it from them, they add the 20%.
That's crazy.
Buy it low, sell it high, kind of deal, you know. But
yeah.
Yeah. I go, man, I don't know. I probably should have done it, but I didn't.
Right. Well, with that stuff on your end, you're buying it in bulk. If you're buying it at scrap, you can make some money. If you're buying it at you know, bars and anything like that, where are you going?
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
All right, you set,
that,
you set
no,
for everything?
Got
enough earrings and everything for the year?
Yeah, pretty much. We mounted up a lot of the stuff that we bought off the street. You know, like right now, I was looking at my box the other day. I've got about 6 over 1-carat diamonds. I've got a carat 54. I got a carat 32. I got a 125 Marquee and a 125 Princess cut.
All right.
I wish I'd had this inventory like 20 years ago.
I am with you 100%.
You know, if I can't, I don't know what, you know, shit, they're just not, I'm sitting on them.
You know, diamond prices are low, so don't push too hard.
Yeah, the next person that comes in trying to sell them, man, it's a, I think I've been paying too much, you know. Like, if I can get one for, 22, I'll give them 12.
Right.
You know, I try to get 1,000 less than wholesalers sell on a carat. So I'm just sitting on them. I don't know.
Well, we'll see what the first year brings, you know. It should
be
interesting.
I was sitting there last night trying to fall asleep, and I go, you know, maybe I'll have to take those 1-caraters and just set them up in pendants or something.
Pendants or solitaires, the problem there is with gold as high as it is, even a solitaire pendant mounting's not cheap anymore.
No. Well, the chains retail for $500.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, retail.
Man. Yeah, that's crazy. Right? It makes sense. No, it all makes sense, but
you know, you
right.
can sell them for $130.
I know.
Three times your money.
Right? Crazy. Eh, what are you going to do?
Play the game.
Play the game. All right, buddy. I am around if you need me. I will catch up with you next time around. Have a good lunch. We'll catch you.
All right, thanks.
You got it, buddy. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.